This is the last presentation on becoming a man of God. To become a man of God is to be a man, loving the masculinity that God has given us. To become godly, to stay close to the Lord. To become a provider, a protector, to become a promoter of husbandness or being a faithful husband, a promoter of fatherness or being a faithful father, to be one who is a minister, to serve others. And now today we're going to talk about being an influencer, a man of God who is an influencer. First of all, it's a message. 1 Thessalonians 3:1. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the message of our Lord may spread rapidly and be honored just as it was with you. We are commanded to go to all the world and proclaim the gospel. What a masculine delight to see through the weeds and just influence, proclaim the gospel, become evangelists, taking some training on becoming evangelists, leading someone to Christ. Have you ever had that privilege? I'm going to challenge you to pray for who you are going to share the gospel with. Doing good. Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. We don't know at times what will be influential. But if you make it your life and habit to do good, to share, to bring a positive word, it will become influential. There is no doubt about it. Fruit of the Spirit lifestyle. Galatians 5:22 and 23b. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You know, earlier in our presentation, we talked about how the world believes that traditional masculinity is about abuse and rape and all kinds of harm that men have brought to this world, and how feminists now want to, you know, get the male out of the picture. And I say to myself, that is the devil's trick. But here's where the devil can, like, point to when, if he ever has a point, it's when people who in the name of masculinity really are abusive and really do bring harm. A godly man is one who lives out the fruit of the Spirit to love God and his neighbor as himself, to live in the positivity of the joy of the Lord, to love peace and not bring conflict. A godly man is one who gets training in, let's say, peace fire training on how to bring peace to situations. A godly man is one that's disciplined and self-controlled, and one who thinks about how to be on for the Lord in season and out of season. The fruit of the Spirit. What's fruit? Fruit is what happens after that lifestyle is lived. An influencer, a godly man, becomes appropriate in your communications. Let your conversations always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. You know, back to that slide. Become people smart. there are classes at Christian Leaders Institute about this, Influence Smart, People Smart, other classes that go in depth on how to be people smart. To be a man of God is to keep growing, to develop your gifts. 2 Timothy 1 verse 6, for this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. You have never arrived. Every day that you have breath, you have purpose. And there's another gift to develop. You know, the problem that so many of us have is that we entertain ourselves to mediocrity. When we go to social media, it's not social media that helps us grow. It's social media that just, you know, spends our time, or social media that gets us more frustrated in a cause that we believe or don't believe in. So much of our time can be spent just spinning our wheels instead of developing our gifts. One of the things that we seek to do in the Christian Leaders Network is keep the conversations about new material, about new flame for ministering and reaching others. You're an influencer. And an influencer does not stop. An influencer keeps going. An influencer is not a taker. At its very heart, an influencer is a giver. Whether it's financially, or whether it's just a disposition within his personality. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 3, but I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability entirely on their own. Luke chapter 6 verse 37, 38, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For in the measure you use, it will be measured to you. This passage was picked at the wedding of my wife and I. And I have sought through my life to take this passage serious. And this is really the last slide in this whole class. If you want to be a man of God, learn how to be a giver. Sharer of the gospel, a giver of life that is truly life, one who is on the side of the fatherless, the widow, one who loves their spouse and would gladly lay down his life for his spouse, one who provides, one who is influential, not only in words, in a message, but also in deeds. Become a man of God. God will help you, and He will change your life as you walk in this way. May God bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May He be gracious to you and grant you His peace.